All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, we are just a matter of mere hours away from finding out who is going to be victorious in Super Bowl number 49. Now, will it be the American Football Conference champion New England Patriots or the National Football Conference champion Seattle Seahawks? Now, the Patriots are looking for their fourth Super Bowl championship in franchise history, while the Seahawks are looking for their second championship, and they are also looking to become the first NFL team in a decade since the Patriots to win consecutive Super Bowl championships. Now, New England comes into this game favored by 1 point, but in the world of the bookies, this is a classic pick'em, and it could be one of the best Super Bowls, if not the best Super Bowls that we have ever seen. Now, you have two tremendous teams, two tremendous organizations that will take the field, but only one team will leave the desert tomorrow night in possession of the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Who will it be? We'll have to wait and see. But here is my pick for Super Bowl number 49. Now, like I said, this is a classic pick'em as you have two of the better teams in the world of pro football. Now, of course, the New England Patriots got off to that slow start. They lost their season opener against the Miami Dolphins, and then in week four, they were obliterated on Monday Night Football at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs, 41-14. A lot of people out there were trying to say that there was a bunch of discontent in the Patriots organization and the team was looking to part ways with veteran quarterback Tom Brady. But all the Patriots did after that was once again win the AFC East. They were the top dog in the AFC, and they finished the regular season with a record of 12-4. Now, when you think about the Patriots, it starts with quarterback Tom Brady, and he is, if not one of the most cerebral quarterbacks going in the National Football League. Now, Brady will have his hands full with the Seahawks secondary, of course, the Legion of Boom, and I'm talking about cornerbacks Byron Maxwell and Richard Sherman, along with safeties Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, as this will be a classic chess match. Now, you look at Chancellor, Thomas, and Sherman. They're all dinged up right now. Thomas, of course, hurt that shoulder in the NFC Championship game victory over the Green Bay Packers. Sherman suffered a hyperextended elbow in that game, while Chancellor had an injury this week in practice. But the bottom line is, the big trophy is on the line. So if guys had to crawl out there, you know that they're going to be there and they are going to look to play in order to help their team to victory. Now, typically, when you talk about the Seahawks safeties and Thomas and Chancellor, they tend to cheat up to the line of scrimmage and crowd that box. In this game, Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas will be unable to do that due to the presence of New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, who will keep them honest as he is one of the better pass-catching tight ends going in the NFL. But I look for the Patriots to really try to establish their running game with LeGarrette Blount. He was a member of this Patriots team last season. He signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers before coming back into the fold at midseason once he was released in Pittsburgh. And he is a bruising, physical running back who is a little bit elusive, and people don't give him enough credit for it. Now, the Patriots wide receivers don't match up really well with the Seahawks secondary, but I look for offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels to move around a guy like Julian Edelman and put him in the slot a little bit more. That's a place where he can be dangerous, especially if New England is running the football and if Chancellor and Thomas have to keep a bead on a guy like Gronkowski. Now, when Seattle has the football, of course, they're going to give a healthy dose of beast mode. And, of course, I'm talking about Marshawn Lynch. It is their bread and butter. So for New England's defense, what they must do, they have to win first and second downs and keep the Seattle offense in third long. Why? Because you want to make Russell Wilson, the Seahawks quarterback, a pocket passer. We saw what the Green Bay Packers did for the majority of the game in the NFC Championship game against Seattle as they consistently won on first and second down and they stopped Lynch. This is something that a head coach like Bill Belichick is going to look to really decipher and take apart as far as his preparations for this game. Now, even if Seattle is in third and long, if your New England's defense, led by Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones, as far as edge rushers, and of course you have Vince Wilfork coming up the middle, you have to be sure tacklers, because Russell Wilson will make you miss, he will frustrate you, and he will get out of the pocket, not to run down the field all the time, but simply to try to buy his wide receivers and Doug Baldwin and Jermaine Kearse some time to get open within the secondary. But speaking of secondaries, New England secondary is not that shabby as well. You look at safety Devin McCourty and, of course, cornerbacks Brandon Browner, a former Seahawk, and Darrell Revis. And this is not a good matchup for the Seahawk wide receivers in Baldwin and Kearse. I think more than ever, this game right here is going to simply come down to field position, turnovers, and special teams. Whichever team is able to limit their turnovers and whoever is able to take the best advantage of the field position that they are given, along with putting their opponent in bad field position and making them drive the length of the field, I think they will come out on top. You have two of the better organizations as far as having the ability to channel out the white noise. And of course, you've heard everything over the past 2 weeks with the New England Patriots and the infamous now, the Flategate. Of course, the Seattle Seahawks are ticked off because, you know, the media is jumping on their running back, Marshawn Lynch, because he does not like to talk to them. And you know what? He has the right to do that if he chooses to do so. And also, you have some of the Seahawks players who are a bit irate because they have been subject to random testing for HGH so close to the big game. You have two ornery teams out there, and this is a Super Bowl. I would not be surprised if we saw a few fights break out during the game because you have two very physical, evenly matched clubs. But I'm going to take the New England Patriots to win their fourth Lombardi Trophy in a tight one as they knock off the Seahawks by the score of 23-16. Folks, that is my pick for Super Bowl number 49, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the action from Super Bowl 49. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy the Super Bowl.